Speedo representatives say it is the most technologically advanced swimsuit ever developed. It is called the LZR Racer, and swimmers wearing it have already set numerous records in the run-up to the Summer Olympics in Beijing. American Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps unveiled the suit in spectacular fashion earlier this year in New York. Several other U.S. hopefuls and Olympic champions joined him on stage. World record holder Natalie Coughlin.
I don't know how to quantify how much faster it's going to make me, but I do know that it will reduce drag. And, you know, for the other athletes not wearing a Speedo in that race, they're at a disadvantage.
Swimsuit maker Speedo scientifically tested the suit for drag, and it has what the company calls a core stabilizer. Speedo researcher Deb Yeomans.
And that does two things. One, it reduces foam drag when the swimmer is swimming. So foam drag is making you as tubular shape as possible through the water, so it squashes things in. And two, it helps maintain the athlete's body position in the water.
The sport's governing body, FINA, has approved the LZR Racer for competitive use. But critics say FINA should reconsider before the Olympics because they say the suit provides an unfair advantage. Swimmers wearing the suit have broken more than 20 world records since February. British Olympian Liam Tancock.
I've been through a lot of the design stages, and I've seen all the different fabrics, all the different fits, and it's just gone really well, and I always feel like it's a second skin to me now, which is, you know, obviously a fantastic experience.
The seams are actually welded together, so there's no stitching whatsoever.
Speedo calls the LZR Racer the fastest in the world and expects the world's best swimmers to wear it when they compete in the Water Cube, China's brand new Olympic Aquatic Center, next August. Paul Sisko, VOA News.